Gauteng as a province has seen 387 babies delivered on New Year's Day. 195 of them were males and 192 were females. We had about 31 teenagers, that is, mothers who are aged between 15 and 19, giving birth. There were about 292 South African mothers and 95 foreign nationals. Now, if we look at these numbers together with those from the Christmas Day, it means in total, the province between Christmas Day and New Year's Day has seen delivery of about 780 babies across healthcare facilities, public healthcare facilities. The message obviously is that we congratulate the families that have delivered successfully. We want to continue urging them to prioritize the immunization of their children in line with the Road to Health booklet, which is quite key to protect the young ones from all sorts of illnesses, given that they are still young and their immune system is fragile to many illnesses. And therefore, it's important that we protect them from that through ensuring that they don't miss their immunization when they're due for those. We also, where possible, encourage mothers to exclusively breastfeed, especially in the first 6 months to a year of a child's life. It's quite critical because they get nutrients from the mother's milk that helps them to develop properly. We also still have to emphasize the importance of birth registration. Fortunately, through the partnership with the Home Affairs Department, there are Home Affairs offices that are there at our hospitals, and therefore we want to encourage parents to take advantage of this to ensure that they don't leave the facility without having registered their children. This must happen within 30 days of the child being born. It's quite important. On the issue of the teenage mothers, this remains quite a significant concern for us. And hence, as a province, the Gauteng MEC for Health and Wellness has launched the teenage pregnancy strategy to actually tackle this phenomenon of teenagers giving birth, falling pregnant. The strategy is about mobilizing all sectors of society. It's about ensuring that the necessary education is given not only to the teenagers but also to society as a whole, especially to parents and guardians, so that they would know how to engage with their teenage children. But also is to ensure that young people, both boys and girls, know about the youth-friendly services and a basket of services that are tailor-made to educate them in this area of sexual education, reproductive health, and many other things that might affect them as young people. It's quite important that the different sectors of society continue working together to actually address the phenomenon of teenage pregnancy, which in the long term has quite some serious and negative impact, especially on the girl child, as they proportionally suffer the most when it comes to this.